Pronunciation Book was a YouTube channel that, on simple white background with black text, would teach presumably non-English speakers how to say various English words.
This is Gabby Dunn of The Daily Dot.
Everything from, like, Kesha and different celebrities.
Macklemore.
Zasha Mamet.
Bjork.
Wale.
Months, or even, like, sentences.
Hello, can I speak with Don, please?
I'd do it if I didn't have band practice tomorrow.
Our anniversary is on April 14th. I'd like a Western omelet with spicy fries.
The channel actually got really popular, in that inexplicable way that certain things online just seem to. The videos racked up hundreds of thousands of views, mostly from an audience that weren't non-native speakers learning English. They were just people who found the videos charmingly weird. And for 566 videos, that was all Pronunciation Book was. Another internet curio. But then, the channel changed. Whoever was behind it increasingly began to post videos that felt different. Darker. More sinister.
Something terrible happened on May 10th. You can't understand what it's like to be stuck here.
Someone that works with me linked me to it and was like, this YouTube channel's gone crazy.
I saw his arm get torn off like a ticket stub. Please help me escape from this place.
And then when I started looking at it, I like immediately, hours went by, I had not showered, like my hair was crazy, and I was like sitting there with like Red Bull and Doritos just being like, you don't understand, everything's crazy, the government's wild, like whatever. Like I just went into complete Area 51, tin hat, the government's watching us, craziness.
And then, this summer, the day after the channel taught us how to pronounce jojoba, a new kind of video started to appear. A countdown.
I've been trying to tell you something for 1,183 days. Something is going to happen in 76 days. Something is going to happen in 32 days, 31 days, 30 days, 29 days, 28 days, 27 days, 26 days.
A community formed online of people obsessed with solving this thing, whatever it was. They collaborated on a Google Doc called 77 Days, which ran over 100 pages. They noticed little things, like how if you measured the length of the silences at the end of each video and plugged those values into a spectrograph, you got an image of a man in a suit with the word tomorrow where his face should be. Theories abounded about what this could all mean.
Announcement of a terrorist attack, some sort of viral marketing, although people ruled that out pretty quickly because it was something that had been going on for 3 years and no one had ever really heard of anything laying low that long.
Did anybody think it could be something that wasn't bad? Like something that wasn't sinister?
People thought it was maybe someone who the government was keeping hostage, trying to communicate.
But how would that work? Like somebody, they're being kept hostage.
That he's allowed to make, the most outlandish was that it's a guy who he's allowed to make these YouTube videos and he's figured out a way to get a message out through them without making his captors aware that he's doing it.
Which one did you buy?
I thought maybe it was a game, but I also was a little bit freaked out. What if it is announcing some kind of explosion or something terrible that's going to happen?
If all this sounds a little tinfoil hatty, keep in mind the backdrop of the past summer. A 29-year-old man said that our government was spying on us and then fled to Russia while we pursued him. And the partner of the journalist who reported that story was detained in England. It was a summer where paranoia suddenly seemed reasonable.
What if it is some kind of prisoner trying to communicate? What if it's like someone like Snowden who's trying to tell us something? Because if you brush it off and then it is something big like that, you would feel like you hadn't seen a big neon sign.
Our perfect system's thrown into the void. Something is going to happen in 13 days.
So unlike everyone else on the internet trying to solve this thing, Gabby actually did. She reached the people behind the channel, who she now refuses to identify. How'd she do it? She's cagey about that, too. She will say that it was a combination of coincidence, investigative journalism, and the help of a sci-fi nerd coworker.
She's the one who put together all the Battlestar references.
Battlestar Galactica, the TV show. Pronunciation Book has something to do with a sci-fi franchise. I feel like it's such a horrible disappointment. Like, I want it to be something that's not that.
I mean, I wanted it to be more Insidious, which is probably a terrible impulse on my part.
No, me too.
But it's funny because I think we've become so used to viral marketing that anything that happens, we think it's viral marketing. Even, you know, if you see a video online and it's a man proposing to his fiance and it's very romantic and you're like, oh, wow, what a special captured moment of life. You know, by the end, you're like, is this a commercial for Kodak? But these, I wish I could say more. It's it's not quite like that.
But it's also not a guy in a black site.
No, and I wish it was. Listen, no one wishes that more than me. I've really become messed up by this, where I'm like, why? Why is it not a secret covert operative in another country trying to communicate? Like, whatever. But I still don't know entirely what it is. One of the funniest things was people were thinking that I was part of the game and that they had, like, found a journalist, that they're acting like they're upset by being found out, but really it's just another level of the game.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Like you're like, well, you know, I can't go into specifics. There's a weird coincidence I can't talk about. It's still a strange mystery.
They've made me a player in their game.
Yeah. 7 days, everybody. We'll have Gabby on the blog next Tuesday with a solution to this thing. Assuming we get one. Assuming we aren't all dead. TLDR was produced by the Doodlebug, Alex Goldman, and me, PJ Vogt. Our theme song is by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. You can find more TLDR at tldr.onthemedia.org. We tweet at TLDR. We are TLDR.
Henry St. Bellarose Clavier had an eclectic career before he found his way into regulation.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.